This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
The church can be one of the greatest obstacles to faith and one of the greatest incubators of faith. I'll never forget when Shane Claiborne came here a few years ago for an advance, and he told the story of how he and a buddy prepared a multimedia video clip for a worship service. And their job was to capture people's impulse responses to words. They specifically wanted Christian, but they had to work up to it. So they hit the streets with a video camera, and in the both the trendy art districts of Philadelphia and the posh suburbs of Philadelphia, they asked people to say simply the first word that would come to mind in response to a word that they would come up with. So they'd say snow, and they say Eagles. Of course, this is Philadelphia, so the first thing that comes to mind is the football team. They'd say teenagers, and they'd say all these different words, then they'd finally get to the word Christian. And I'll never forget Shane Claiborne saying how when people heard the word Christian, they were having fun up until that point, and then they would just kind of literally stop in their tracks, and their first responses would be fake, hypocrite, church, boring. Shane, even I remember saying some guy said used to be one, and he used it as one word, used to be one, a one word adjective to Christian, used to be one. But as important as what they did say, it's even more important what they didn't say. They didn't say words like love and grace and forgiveness and community. As I said, the church can be one of the greatest obstacles to faith or one of the greatest incubators of faith. And the church, the history of the church abounds with both stories. You hear a lot more of the obstacle story than the incubator story. And I was thinking of this, I was reading Fergal Keane's Wounds, a memoir of war and love, what it was like to grow up in Catholic Ireland in the mid-40s. He told the story of Peggy McCarthy, a young girl who became pregnant out of wedlock in the mid-40s, and she was turned away from three hospitals on account of her, quote, sinfulness. Can you imagine? Hospitals, Catholic hospitals, turning a pregnant girl away because it was out of wedlock. And she died giving birth by the side of the road. Her coffin was then refused admission to Listowel's church. Her brother, who became a songwriter, claimed that she died of shame, but Fergal Keane puts it right. He said she didn't. Her death was caused by willful cruelty and prejudice. So the church is responsible for some horrendous hypocrisy. But at the same time, the church is responsible for some of the greatest hospitals, educational institutions, in history, an incubator, an obstacle. And it's up to us to decide. And maybe it's time once again for you and I to rededicate ourselves to a community that when people think of the word Christian, the first thing they think of is love. Agape, love. I grew up singing a song, The Way of the Cross Leads Home. It's a real homecoming song, but it's a homecoming not to a God of power. And it's amazing when you think about it, the cross does not define God in terms of power, but in terms of love. And that's why Jesus came here, to demonstrate what? God's power? No. God's authority? No. God's majesty? No. Yes, well, yes, but it came across in love. No greater love than this, than that you lay down your life for a friend, God's love. We've got to start thinking of God's omnipotence in terms of love, the powerlessness of love, suffering love, relational love. We also got to acknowledge what every parent knows when we come to think about the church and how the church has failed so much. But we also need to remember that the price of love is a broken heart. You might even call it the curse of love is a broken heart. Every parent knows if you love, your heart will break. And if you love the church, your heart will break. Just as if you love a child, if you love another person, the price of love, the curse of love, is a broken heart. But out of that brokenness can come all sorts of wounded healing and forgiveness and love. So a testimony to the price and curse of love. Your heart will break, but you love anyways.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.